Well, I'll tell you another fun thing. I had a little ham radio station set up there, and I have about a 35-foot telescoping tripod that I'd set in her front yard, and I ran a 40-meter and a 20-meter inverted V off from that. And it was great. It was working. You know, I was having a blast up there talking to people, you know, hitting POTA stations. It's just fun, you know, not being at your base and setting up somewhere temporary. Anyway, so down comes the snow, and then it's, you know, time for me to head back to Lapeer, and I'm thinking, dang it. I got to wander out in that 30-some inches of snow almost up to my waist. Well, it was past my waist, you know, because it was windy and blowing, and it was wet, heavy snow. Anyway, I got to walk out there and take all this antenna stuff down, you know, dig my coax out or pull it out of the snowbanks, and I don't know. It was a job. I was wore out by the time I got done doing that. So I'm coming up with a new plan with a vertical antenna, so there's just one point to go out there and pull antennas.
I was telling Diane, I says, you know, I hope you got that antenna up, and I knew you didn't, before that snow hit, and I says, he's going to have a mess pick up once he gets rolling with it. Now, I'll tell you, they got these little antennas, Ward, that are pretty slick. You don't have to pull them up. They got a tripod, and you can either set them up as a dipole, and they got load coils in them, but they're a pretty good size antenna as it is. But you can go from easily to, up to 6 and all the way down to 40 with it. They're a neat little antenna, but you just fold everything out, screw everything together, and away you go.